right, welcome to it. My name is Bradley Tanyara Zomatingenzara. This is the Afro Creatives Podcast. Since this is one of our first few episodes, I feel like, you know, an introduction is needed where I really tell you what we do and who I am. So I'm a hip-hop artist and I'm a podcaster, which is why we're doing this podcast. And I'm also a political scientist, among other things that I do. So basically, the Afro Creators Podcast, you know, we get to talk with creatives all across Africa as we go through Africa and the issues right now that are on the top of the chart that we will be discussing as we go through the whole season. So you definitely need to stay tuned in for that. And I'm co-hosting with, I'm going to let introduce herself.
He is not traveling solo, that's true. My name's Yumind, and it's such a joy to come to you from the Afro Creatives Podcast. And as you know me, some of you will know that I'm a spoken word artist, a Groove Magazine International senior editor, and a storyteller at heart. And it is such a hype thing to be here in the studio with Karma, my co-host. And you will be hearing a lot from us as the months run away from us and we chase them up and down slopes and mountains.
Right?
Yeah. We will be talking about social issues, cultural issues, issues you tell us about on the phone as you guys hype us up and call us and let us know how you're feeling from the other end of this microphone. We'll be talking about a lot of issues, and today, Karma, I'm going to jump right into it.
Go ahead.
Burning question that I just thought I'd carry into this episode because it's something that I wanted to ask you because I've been wondering about this. Are you fascinated with the nexus of technology and creativity and how actively you could pursue ways to develop programs using the arts and artistic processes to unlock creativity in individuals? Because with the work that we do on this podcast and across the arts as creative practitioners, some of this is something that you're familiar with. And as we're going to jump into the conversation later on today, our focus will be the fourth industrial revolution. But I'd want to start off by just sounding you out on that.
Definitely. I'm fascinated by it because just to mention like a brief background, right? Like you notice in the entertainment industry, especially when it comes to hip hop, there's been like in the last 5 to 10 years, this emergence of artists who are both producers and artists at the same time. Like you're a rapper and you're also producing, which wasn't really there when the game started. So definitely technology and art are almost inseparable as we go through. And then came the COVID-19 pandemic and every artist felt secluded and you're not really getting the exposure that you're getting before. You're not interacting with people physically like you're doing before. And then came the opportunity for programs like this and for other social creative entrepreneurs to create programs where artists can still get to connect with their fans, although now this is maybe on an online platform.
Mm-hmm.
And we're advocating for programs like this. They need more. They're coming in various forms. They're coming in forms of festivals. They're coming in forms of incubators. They're coming in forms of summits. They're coming in different ways. So I'm definitely fascinated because now there's really no telling what's going to happen in the creative arts sector, but it's really looking positive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's looking like there could actually be more inclusion than there was before the pandemic was there. So
there is a lot of digital transformation that has come our way with the pandemic, even though I know that some of us have had a hard time with this. We've had a hard time in the creative sector getting employed, but it's also brought us to a place where the ground has been leveled across the world, hey?
True.
Across the globe,
across the
ground has been leveled. We can interact now, online.
We can now interact online. So now it's just a matter of talent, passion, commitment, and consistency.
And the moolah. Don't forget the moolah.
But really, it's really a level playing field, like you're saying now, because you could literally be like this podcast. We could literally be on the same podcast as what's the name of that girl that you like so much that does podcasting as well?
Mayim.
Exactly.
We're
literally on the same platform as her. So now it's just a comparison of, you know, who likes who and how do you sound? How committed are you? You know, how much content are you bringing? What's the quality of it? So, it's really a level playing field. It's exciting.
It is very exciting. And as a creative entrepreneur myself, I enjoy these sorts of spaces where you are pushed into a place and the ground is leveled, because it doesn't happen all the time.
It doesn't.
We have been playing catch up as Africa for the longest time, but with the Afro Creative Podcast, guys, listen to that, the Afro Creative Podcast, we get to travel across Africa from our couches.
Exactly.
Because of the pandemic. So we're really excited about that. It's given us a lot of good opportunities. The glass is not half empty. It is half full, guys.
It is half full.
It is half full.
And what we're trying to do as the Afro Creatives, in a sense, is also for you guys to tune in and get ideas on how other creatives are coping with the whole situation, the digital transformation situation, and how you guys can fit in. So we're talking to a whole lot of experts, like Beth, which you mentioned.
We are going to be jumping into conversations across Africa and the world.
Exactly.
Just talking to different social entrepreneurs, social change makers, leaders, and really trying to get into their brains, go through their creative processes, but above all, what is relevant right now that we can get from their experience, what they have gotten from life that we can get as they share in these conversations. And I had an amazing conversation with Beth Arendse from South Africa. She is the founder of the South African Creatives Industries Incubator. That's a mouthful. South African Creative Industries Incubator in South Africa. And she's also sitting on the government board on upskilling and creating a 4IR army so that they are able to make sure that South Africa creative industries, of creatives though, an army of creatives to make sure that the South African creative industries is capacitated for this time that we're in and ready to tackle the fourth industrial revolution.
Now, if that doesn't fascinate you, I don't know what does. Because I remember in high school, you reading about the Industrial Revolution. You're like, whoa, man, if I lived in such a time, now you can live in such a time. It's right here.
She's also a social innovation expert, trailblazing ways to solve social challenges by creating new models. So as we talk later on, we'll go into a conversation that I had with her.
Okay.
But one of the things that really jumped out from this conversation you will hear is the issue of digital transformation now, especially looking at the impact of COVID-19. And I know no one wants to talk about COVID-19. We've heard it left, right, and center. But guys, we're not going to bore you. We're going to give you the good side of COVID-19. Exactly. The nuggets that you can pull out, take home, take to the bank.
All right. Yeah, I think that's another aspect that we have to look into. I mean, so many people have been looking at the bad side of COVID. You know, COVID did this, COVID did that. But now we're showing you what actually the positive side of it, what you can take advantage of, the opportunities that have been opened. And yeah.
And most of these conversations that we're bringing to you might sound a little technical as we introduce them, like this fourth industrial revolution. But really, it's not big words. It's also understanding that these people are experts in their field and they can break it down. So what we're going to do right now, Karma, after the break, is just come back in and listen to Beth Arendse. Stay tuned, guys. You're listening in to the Afro Creatives Podcast. What's that name again, Karma?
Afro Creatives Podcast. All right.
Hi, Beth. Welcome to the Afro Creatives Podcast. And we'll jump right into it. You know, I love your work and I think you are phenomenal, but I want the audience to really hear from you, to just hear from you and be able to see how phenomenal you are. So I'll just jump into the first question. I know for a fact that you are passionate about 4IR and you speak about sharing and shaping inclusive growth and shared values in futures in the fourth industrial revolution. What does that look like for creatives in 2021 post the pandemic, where we are now?
Well, hi, Peggy. The feeling is mutual. I think you are phenomenal as well. And I love what you're doing and you and your team there in Zim. So it's a real honor for me to be chatting to you today. Yes, 4IR. So people hear the term and think, oh, it's all about tech and it's for tech geeks. And, you know, it's about that technology stuff out there. But it is probably one of the greatest opportunities that creatives have had and the creative industries have had in a very long time. 4IR refers to an era that we're going into now where technology is really shaping so much about the world. And it is integrating physical and cyber and biological systems, and there's so much that can be done. And it really is an era where we get to leverage technology to support human endeavor, to support the things that we want to see happen. And what's so amazing about this era for creatives is that the creative industries finds itself right at that nexus, that intersection of so many of the dynamics of 4IR. So because everything is digital and everything's going online, digital content is now the new oil or the new gold. It really is so valuable. And creativity is almost like the currency of the fourth industrial revolution. So everything that's being developed by a coder or put online, they do that at the back end. The front end goes through the hands of the creative. It might be a photographer, a graphic designer, a filmmaker, sound designer, a storyteller, whatever the case may be. So the opportunities for us to become so important in more than just the creative industries, but even more broadly in the economy with digital creative skills is just phenomenal in this era. I think we also saw last year with 2020 how badly our industry was hit with COVID in the sense that we were shut down because everything we've done is so physical and involves physical spaces. And what it did is show us how so much of our industry is not ready for this digital space and to really leverage the platforms that are available to us. And I think in Africa, you know, we definitely are further behind some of the other more developed nations. But all COVID really did is accelerate the inevitable. You know, we have to be thinking around those spaces. So I get so excited when I see the models that are springing up, the creativity, the innovation in our creative industries right now to respond to this and to really position ourselves in shaping what is happening in the online space. I also... You know, 4IR is about technology and all these things and the acceleration of technology. But I like to think of creatives as the custodians of identity. Creative practitioners, cultural practitioners, we are the ones asking the questions, reflecting back to society, where we are and how we're thinking and what is happening. Sometimes pushing the boundaries and asking the questions that are not being asked. And in an era where everything is so, you know, your identity is being formed differently in this era. Young people now are not just looking to their family for that. It's being formed online. Algorithms are deciding what content you do and don't see on your Facebook feed, for example, or whatever social media platform you're on. So your worldview, although you're seeing more of the world, you are exposed, you think, to more of the world. It's actually being curated according to your preference. And so your worldview can actually end up being very narrow. Your biases can be reinforced. And so we've got to be really mindful about how we are creating our narratives and who is the custodian of that identity that we're forging in our different communities. And I think that falls to us as creatives, the storytellers, the narrators of our world, of our realities. Yeah, so 4IR is about technology, but it's not really about technology. It's about how humans can become more human again, because 4IR can do some of the heavy lifting in a lot of industries we've been working in, you know, to date. And it almost frees you up to be more creative than you've ever been before. But we've got to be strategic about it. And I encourage creatives, don't just think, oh, it's that tech stuff, you know. Really understand the role we can play and how many opportunities there are right now for us in the 4IR space.
I love how you say the narrative of the time, the storytellers, the creators are the ones that need to be able to really juggle this or maybe actually carry this movement to take us forward.
I wanted to ask, how do we do that? What, as you look at this, how do we reskill? How do we employ? How do we grow capacity in such a time like this? Because so many people, I know I've spoken to creatives and some are saying we are depressed in this time. Some are not creating anything new. What would you say to speak into that based off that last line that you spoke about, where the narrative has to be carried by us creatives in this time?
Mm-hmm. Well, first thing is, to creatives, it's tough. It's been a really tough time. Livelihoods have been stopped. I mean, in the short term, it's hit us so hard. But don't stop creating. I'm starting to see in some of the stuff we're busy with in South Africa now, how you see these little green shoots where creatives have picked themselves up and are going, okay, that was horrible, but I'm not going to be caught like that again. What can I do? How can I innovate? What did this mean? So creatives interrogate the meaning often in our world, and are the ones who are willing to try something different, to trailblaze, to do something that hasn't been done before, to think outside the box, as they would say. You know, your question around how do we build capacity? I think that's what we saw in 2020, is so many people were not ready for this. And we've got to really identify what are the skills we need as a sector. I mean, as a creative right now, you really must understand digital marketing skills and have a broad grasp of some of the opportunities in the platform economy, which is online. And it's hard for a lot of us in our communities because we don't have access. Access to Wi-Fi and data is not accessible. It's not universal, not equitable. South Africa, that's a huge struggle. It's one of the big social justice issues, I think. You know, equitable access to data is not even a question anymore. It's an economic issue now. It's not a matter of, you know, being on social media. So these are the things that we need to fight for. But at the same time, don't be discouraged, because it is changing. Technology is changing so fast. The telecoms companies are moving. You know, it won't be like this forever. The costs will come down. What other solutions are? I also think if creatives start working more with some of the tech guys, I think there's a lot of creative solutions that can come with so many different challenges. You know, so yes, there's a need for capacity building and skills. A lot of those skills we already have. So some of the digital creative skills are things like graphic design and photography and sound production and film and video production and animation and gaming and, you know, virtual reality. Those kinds of skills a lot of us already have. It's also about understanding entrepreneurship, how to leverage this economy that's online now. How do we position ourselves? How does it work? What do we need to understand? So it's learning a few of those new skills. The great thing that 4IR brings us is a new way of learning too, which means, you know, everything is online. There's so many short courses you can do. There's so many things you can learn online right now. The thing also is that because tech changes so fast and the environment moves so quickly, we're never going to not be learning. We've got to keep upskilling all the time. So this is like a lifelong learning commitment that we have to make if we're going to succeed in this, you know, this era going forward. So what we're trying to do is really identify, we've developed some short courses ourselves. Said, all right, so one of the things we need to learn is how to monetize digital content. Because we're good at creating content, but we're not really good at taking it to market, you know. As a creative, you train when you study whatever art or field you've studied. You're trained to produce content, and the other end is kind of just, oh, well, you know, we can't do that anymore. So how do we monetize digital content? Intellectual property is another area we've got to get really smart about because, you know, it's a whole different ballgame in the digital space. And, I mean, we find ourselves having to get involved in the discussions in our nation around the IP protection bills and copyright issues and really trying to understand it. But there's also so much room for innovation there's no boundaries. Like there's no, you don't have to have a middleman anymore for so many things. You can think it, you can do it, you know? And I mean, you don't need coders and a whole army of tech guys to get started. You know, you can leverage the platforms you're on, like Facebook and Instagram and the basic things. So I think it's just a different way of thinking.
That is so true. You can start from wherever you are, and you don't need to have an army of creatives, tech guys come through to make sure that something happens. You start where you are. That is so true. And I really believe what you're saying is so true. I've seen it. What advice would you give someone who wants to pursue a career in maybe similar to your own? I know you've worked the South African creative industries incubator, but you've also done so much with the Tshwane School of Music, and then you have Lima, the Leaders in Motion, and all other work that you're doing now with the government and trying to capacitate creatives. What would you say to someone who wants to pursue a career path similar to your own, with a passion for small communities like you and the work you're doing in Esteras?
I'm not actually sure it's a career path at all. It's just, it's been a...
yeah?
I'm not sure what the path is, but I think at heart I'm a trailblazer. I can't accept that there's not a solution or a way. There must be a way. And so my hashtag that we use across the different stuff we do and even personally is hashtag normalizing access. So that's what I'm passionate about, because we don't have a lack of creativity in our communities. We don't have a lack of brilliant, brilliant emerging creatives in any particular community in our country, rural, urban, you name it. But we do have a lack of access for large groups of people who've been marginalized, and that's not okay. So everything I've done has really just been to address that question and just to be very practical. You know, I was in my community and I was running we had started this music school to create access to quality music education. And then I realized, oh, this thing's going down because I don't have business skills. This is not sustainable, and how am I gonna do this? And so I looked and I found an incubation program. And did that, and it completely changed. You know, I didn't know what I didn't know, and now I had more skills. And then I realized, but I had access to that. The other creatives in this community don't necessarily. So let's create that access, let's build that platform. So I think I'm just a platform builder, trailblazer in some way to try and build new models. I think there are lots of models that don't exist yet that we can do, that we can find. But I think just creating platforms and creating access is really what I've tried to focus on. You know, if you give a creative just a little bit of a platform, they make magic. And put five or six of them in a room. You know this.
You put
six in a room and just something happens beyond what you can even think. So, yeah, I think it's just to don't accept that things are not possible. They probably are eventually if you persist enough. That's all I've really done. So I don't guarantee the path is very straight. But you will blaze some kind of trail, hopefully, that can open up new ones for others to follow, you know?
So true. You are sharing such deep nuggets, and I'm feeling some type of way because our time has run out. I would really want to have you back at a later time in future so that we can really talk about this and we can sit down longer and have longer conversations that speak in these issues, because I feel what you are talking about, you've reached the place of practicality. You've reached the place where you've turned all of this knowledge into income. You've turned it into something tangible. And that's what, as the creative community across Africa and the world, right now we are looking for something that we need in Africa, especially in Southern Africa, where I'm from. We need this. So maybe in ending off, I will ask you, how can our listeners connect with you before we have you back for the next session? How can people connect with you online to get this wisdom, to get these nuggets, and just be able to be fed as creatives?
I'm happy to give my email address. The organization is the South African Creative Industries Incubator. We're based in a township in Pretoria, here in the capital city. And you could get me it's Beth, B-E-T-H, at SACI, S-A-C-I-I, South African Creative Industries Incubator, the abbreviation, .co.za.
We will have that on there, yes.
You can put it on there. You're welcome to contact us there. And, I mean, you can check out our social media pages as well. We're on Facebook. There's a website, the South African Creative Industries Incubator. www.co.za, I think, and Instagram and Facebook and all the rest. You'll find us there as well. And then the other organization is the Tshwane School of Music. So there's a website and social media pages there as well. And I think more than anything, I think it's just a commitment to learn, because we don't know. The space we're in, nobody can say they're an expert. The space we are now in the industry, everybody's like, what next? How do we do this? Whoever wants to come on a learning journey, I'm there. Like, that's what I want to do. And in doing that, that's how we become practical and can build stuff, you know.
Thank you so much, Beth, for your time. I know you are a very busy woman and you have a lot of work that you are doing. I just wanted to appreciate you and to honor you and say you're doing amazing work, and we love your work here at the Afro Creatives Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. If you look down below, you will see all that information that she's been sharing for your use. Until we talk to you again next time. Bye from me.
Thank you so much, Peggy. Thanks for having me. It's been an honor.
Listening to the Afro Creatives Radio.
I was listening throughout the whole conversation. What was your experience just listening to this for the first time?
I learned a lot. I had to grab a notebook right there. I mean, she said a lot of things, but I like the part where she talks about, you know, how you can literally come from knowing nothing and being scared to pursue a certain path, like her path. Like what you're asking, social, creative entrepreneur, or any other aspect in that line of business. And then you join an incubation process. Because we used to think, you know, you have to start from grade one up to grade seven, and then from one up to four. But no, actually what's happening now is in this incubation phase, you get what you need, relevant, right there and then in a short period of time, and you're good to go, and you're in business. So
The world has changed so much, and it's liberating. I enjoyed this conversation and I was right there just listening most of the times because she was sharing a lot of wisdom, stuff that I didn't know about, but I could resonate with some of the stuff that she said. Like when I asked her the question about what she would think or what she would say to someone who wants to be like her, follow a career path, and I loved her answer. And she says, I'm a trailblazer. I'm a platform creator. Yeah. And that's so important because sometimes the world is putting us into boxes, or we feel we need to be put into boxes, or we need to put ourselves in a certain place to explain ourselves a certain way. I always struggle with that. So it's nice when someone is able to say, look, I feel that I'm just a platform creator. Give an artist a platform and they will create magic. And I believe that completely.
That's like a new profession right there. Platform creator.
Trailblaze.
All right.
Go with your passion. So I hope that, listener, you picked up something from that really rich conversation that I had with Beth Arenza and the different nuggets we shared with Karma. Mm-hmm. It's been really brilliant having you on this
podcast. It's been really nice to have you. Thank you for joining us. And we've had a really good time as well. We can't wait for the next episode. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Facebook, all social media platforms. You'll find us, the Afro Creators Podcast. I'm Karma, signing out.
I'm Your Mind. Follow us and stay connected. Till next time.
Peace.